Okay, so we're holding in the last perek of Kehillim, and that's perek Lamed. It's quite an amazing mesechet, and it ends with a beautiful, beautiful bang. And so we've discussed all along throughout the mesechet, we've discussed the various dinim of Kli Cheres, we talked about Kli Or, we talked about Begodim, we talked about, again, that was Sak, we talked about Eitz, and we talked about even things that are made out of Atzamot or other parts of animals. One thing that we did not discuss throughout the entire Mesechet was glass. And finally, in the last of the Prokim of Kehillim, after going through all of the dinim at the beginning, the first chelek, which we called Baba Kama of Kehillim, of the dinim of the Kli Cheres, and then going through the inyanim of Kli Matechet, and Kli Eitz, and Kli Etzem, and Kli Or, and finally Begodim, and the dinim of the Yodais of these Begodim, and so on, we finally get to the one thing that we never spoke about before. And the reason we didn't speak about it before is because of this week's parsha. Believe it or not, because the dinim of Kehillim are learnt from this week's coming parsha, Pinchas. We're over there. We mention the concept of kol klei ma'aseh, and we speak out the types of different Kehillim. And in fact, it speaks beferish in the Torah about all of the issues of Eitz and of the leather and the Kli Cheres and the different types of metals and so on. All of these things are mentioned, and the one thing that is conspicuously absent is the din of zechuchit. And so the Rabbonin gave a special din to klei zechuchit in which they were essentially considered to be the equivalent of Kli Cheres because of the fact that they're made from silicon, from silicates. And because of that, they're similar to earthenware. They're taken from sand, essentially. And therefore, we give them the general rules of Kli Cheres. However, there's a fascinating thing that is different than Kli Cheres. And that is that Kli Cheres has the difference between Teich and there's the Gav. But a Kli Zechuchis has no difference. And that's because of the uniqueness of Zechuchis, that it's visible. The inside is visible from the outside. And that's what's so special about Zechuchis. And because of that, we consider it to be all one thing. The inside is exactly like the outside, which is something very beautiful about Zechuchis, because when it comes to other Kehillim, we have to specifically say, Tocho Kevoros, that the Oron HaBris, Lamashal, was made with Zohav, and the inside in Zohav, and the outside to be Merames, that the individual has to be Tocho Kevoro, just as we know back in Gan Eden, that we look to Tama Eitz, Ketama Pri. And it's Dafka glass that has that Mila. And because of that, the glass is considered to be Mitame from the outside and the inside, despite the fact that it's considered to be a variant, Midrabonan, of Kli Zechuchit. So let's begin. Kli Zechuchit, Pshuteyem, Torin, Umekablehem, Tameim. Since we're comparing them to Kli Cheres, and Kli Cheres are only Tame when they have a Beit Kibul, so there's something that they can hold something. They're a container. They're not a tool. So the difference between other Kalim and the tools is in that issue. Kehillim that are not of the type of thing that are tools, that are made as tools, are only metami when they're containers. And another concept here is that nishbaru, if you break them, they become tahar, in exactly the same way that Kli Cheres becomes tahar if it's broken. And the interesting thing is that there's something else that you would think that glass would be similar to, and that is it has some of the characteristics of metal. And that most striking characteristic is that you can melt it down and then you can remake it, right? Which is only possible in metallic kaolin and in glass kaolin. So the Mishnah sets off right off the bat to tell you that even though we gave it the din of Kli Cheres because of its similarity in terms of what it's created from, we did not give it the din of Kli Matechet, where over there we have a Gezeirah Derabbanan, which is called Chozrim L'Tumatan HaYishana. And that if a Kli Cheres, a Kli Matechet, was melted down and reformed, it becomes re-tame, midrabanan. We didn't make that gezera on a Kli Zechuchit, and therefore if I melt them down and put them back again into exactly what they were before, they of course are mikablim tuma mikano la'aba. From this point forwards, they are certainly considered to be kelim, but they do not go back to tumatama yishana. Hatablava is ekutla. Now, suppose you made a flat type of serving table that has a flat glass top, very, very common. Or you have a serving platter. Also, very, very common. People have these serving platters made out of glass. They generally have a little base on the bottom that makes them fancy. And then the glass comes on top. You've all seen these things. And even though the bottom of the glass serving tray, if you turned it over, yes, you could definitely put things into that bottom because it's obviously not a solid piece of glass. It's not filled with glass. It's like an inverted cup. But since the main purpose of this thing is to use as a serving tray and the tray itself is flat, it's not considered to have a Beit Kibul, and therefore it would be Tahorim. Im Yeshla and Liz based main on the other end, if they have a rim that builds up the side so then they can hold things, that's considered to be, even if it's a low rim, is considered to be a Mikablo, based kibble. Now, how about the upside down part of the serving platter? And let's say that you have a broken serving platter so that the top part is broken. You can't use it to serve anything on anymore. So what you want to do is you want to just use the other side. And the other side, of course, does have, as we just described, it does have a base that can be used upside down. And you would heat kinana tashmish, you turned it upside down in order to be able to put things in the bottom. It still is tahar. Because we don't view a broken piece of a glass container with jagged pieces of glass sticking out on the other side to be a really usable kli, even if you are so stingy that you can't let go. And therefore, it remains tahor, and your das is batal. On the other hand, if kirtasan or shafan bashufin, if you went ahead and you melted down the jagged edge, or you use the file, to file down the jagged edge, and now you can use it without having to endanger your fingers, then einachinami, if you put them upside down and remiachid them for that use, then in fact they could become tamei. Kelim perek lamed mishnah bet. Aspaklaria, a mirror, which is made out of glass, so it's silvered glass, it is tahor because it can't be used as a container. It's basically flat, and as we said, flat pieces of glass are not makabel tuma. Now, there are definitely, I've even had some in my house, there are definitely serving bowls that are actually mirrors, so that they're meant to be like pretty, and you have this tamchui, and you made the tamchui into a mirror, and you decided you're only going to use it as a mirror. So originally it was a serving bowl, and therefore it was makabel tuma because you served cholent in it or whatever, and now you've taken it, flipped it over, and now you put it on your dresser. So now it's a mirror. You're no longer going to use it as a serving platter. Doesn't matter. It retains its tuma. Because remember, the klal is you cannot simply decide to use something in a different way than you used it until now, unless you do a mice of some kind. And we had a three-way machlokas earlier in the Masechet. What type of mice, how much of a mice would you need to make something into a new kli by not simply being miyachidit? However, don't misunderstand me. If you originally made a serving bowl and that serving bowl was a mirror, okay, so then if you made it lechatchila, mitchila asa'o l'shem kach, you made it as a pretty mirror that looks like a decorative bowl, but it was never meant to be used. It was manufactured to be a mirror, and just a cute mirror. Then it's tahor because its main tashmish that you made it for was not to be a bowl. Now, how about a spoon? So you have a glass spoon. Now, a glass spoon with beautiful serving spoon, all made out of glass. And the problem is that when you put it down on the table, as spoons are wont to do, it spills everything that's in it. It only holds things when you hold the spoon. So this is a question. Now, normally, the halacha is that a kli that cannot stand on its own, what we saw way back in the second parak, a kli that cannot stand on its own is not going to be mitame, because that's not called a base kibul. However, a kli that is manufactured to be used specifically while it's being held, that is certainly considered to be a kli that has a base kibul. And therefore, you would think that since this is a serving spoon, it's meant to be held in your hands, and because of that, it would also be tummy. And here it says, the only way it would be tummy is imikabel kosher, if it, even when it's put down on the table, there's a little bit of liquid that will still remain inside and not spill out over your tabletop, it's still then considered tummy. But if it can't even hold a tiny bit, then it's tahor. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, that's not true. A kli that's meant to be used only when it's held is, in fact, considered to be tummy. So Rabbi Akiva says it's tummy. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, look, you are right in general. But remember that that halacha is a chumrah that we say is true when we're dealing with the d'oraisa. Remember that in general, when we make a takana d'rabbanan in inyanim of tumah v'taira, we always have something that makes it clear that we're dealing with the d'rabbanan and not with the d'oraisa. And the reason we do that is because otherwise people will think that something is tumah mid'oraisa, and if it comes in contact with truma or with kachim, they'll burn the truma and kachim, which is usur. You're not allowed to burn the truma and kachim. So because of that, they make a sign to indicate this is not really tumah. It's only tumah mid'rabbanan. So in terms of that, we don't give all the chumras of a kli d'oraisa to a kli that is made out of glass. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri argues with Rabbi Akiva. Now, suppose you have a glass cup, specifically a cup. A cup means that it's going to be used by people to drink from and put on into their mouth. Because of that, it gets special halachas according to the Tanakhama, because normally we would look to something to define it as whether it's broken or not, in terms of rov. If it still holds, it works as a kli kibul. So then if it holds, it's mostly held together, it would still be tameh. That's not true of a cup. Because since a cup is meant to be put into your mouth, the moment that you've got a chip that surrounds most of the rim of the cup, nobody's going to use it. They're afraid they're going to cut their lips. And because of that, it becomes a useless cup. And therefore, it's tahor. As a matter of fact, even if it only had three small chips in the glass at the top of the cup, and those three are in an area that if you draw a line around them, they will cover most of the circumference of the cup, it's also tahor, because most people will not use a cup like that. They're not going to sit there and twist the cup to find a place in it that allows them to drink from and be convinced that their lips are going to be secure. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, look, it doesn't matter that it's manufactured via cup, because the bottom line is, it is a Beit Kibul. And therefore, so suppose you don't use it as a cup. So you use it to store oil in or something, right? So then the shear would be rov, correct? Then I say that that's the shear all along. Im ifazeru et rov hamayim, you fill it up with water. Now, if it's got a crack in it and most of the water will leak out because of this crack, then already it's not considered to be a usable kli, and then it would be tahor. But just because it's chipped, as long as it can hold rov of what it would normally hold, it's still mekabel tuma, and it won't lose the tuma that it had. How about if it had a hole that you patched? So if there was a hole in the cup, and you went ahead and you made it over, meaning the patched area, you took a little bit of zinc, or you took a little bit of tar, or pitch, or super glue, and you were covered that hole, then it's still tahor, because we don't really find things that bond well to glass. And since they don't bond well, then they're ultimately going to fall off, and that's not considered to be a proper repair. Rabbi Yossi says, well, now, wait a minute. I mean, there are things that bond very poorly, but like, let's say I agree. If you're going to use tar, then the minute that you fill up the cup with hot water, then the tar is going to fall off. Okay. And I agree you have to be able to use it with hot water. But how about if you use tin? Now, if you're careful not to do a lot of moving with it, so then what you did over here now is you turned an unusable glass kli into a usable metal kli. Because since the only thing that's going with the kli is tin, it now gets a din of actually a kli matechet, and therefore it becomes tameh, or it can could be makabel tuma. Bezefet, if you use the zefet, I agree with you that that is tahor. And now our final Mishnah, Kalim.
Rebbe is holding the glass as tin and not lead. Rebbe is taking a strong position there. Many other people.
I said zinc. Fine. No, yeah, I'm taking a position that it's zinc or tin. Yeah. Tzolochit kitana shenitalpia. Okay, now moving on to glasses, bottle glasses, not cups, where the neck that extended up was broken. So that's considered to be tameh. because people will still use a small glass bottle because it's not meant to be put into their mouth. A large glass bottle over there, the neck is very important because large glass bottles are used really for carrying around like a lot of wine or a lot of oil. So over there, if the neck breaks off, you're afraid it's going to spill. You're not going to be able to surf properly with it. That you would generally throw out, and in doing so, it's no longer a shame cleat. But there's one special case, and that's a perfume bottle, which is Chel Playeton, where over there, the normal way that you use it is you take it and you put your finger on the top, right? To get a little perfume out, and then you use the finger to put it on your neck or your chin or whatever. So over there, if it broke, then you're not going to be able to use it properly because it's going to cut your finger. So if it's Playeton Shinitapia, then it's tar. Bipnishi Soracha Tatayat, it's going to scratch the hand of anybody who tries to use it, and therefore it'll be thrown out. Leginin Gedolin Shinitapia, and if you have a jar and it, the mouth of the jar broke, and you say, okay, well, you're not going to use a jar with a jagged edge, that's not true. Because actually, there's one thing that people do use junky things for, and that is pickling. When they're going to pickle for a long period and something is going to sit there for a while, then you keep those old jars specifically for that purpose. So you got like a whole shelf in your pantry with jars that you wouldn't dare use for anything else, but you still pickle things in them. And because of that, it's tamei mipneshu metaknam lekvashin. They're set aside for pickles. When I say pickles, I don't mean necessarily pickled cucumbers, obviously, because they get into their soft mode when you leave them open. We're talking about just overall kibush. And one last case, an afarches, shel zechuches, is tar. Now, the afarches, as it's used in modern Hebrew, means a telephone receiver. And that's because of the Gemara Chagiga that says, Asei oznecha ka afarcheset, which is based on all of these sugyas, and that afarcheset became the telephone afarcheset. But the real meaning of an afarches or afarcheset is a funnel that collects not sound, but which collects, I don't know, maybe grain or something. It puts it into a hopper, into the big container. But these things are not meant to be containers themselves. They only transfer things into containers, and because of that, a afarches, because of the fact that it does not have a base kibul, is considered to be tar, even though when it's on something else, there may be a while that it'll keep things in it. Omar Rabbi Yossi, Ashrecha Kalim. So here he speaks directly to the Masechet, which is, we find rarely. Ashrecha Kalim, how wonderful and how fortunate you are, Kalim, Maseches Kalim, because look at you. Nichnasta b'tum'ah, you started off with a perek that discusses El HaTmeim, all the Avot HaTumah, and you close with the word Tahira, the Yatzat B'Tahorah, and you ended up with the Afarcheset, which is Tahor, and that's what life is meant to be about, learning to become Tahor. Okay, so that concludes our long, 30-perek long journey into Masechet Kalim with many, many, many details. I'll just say the Hadron on Masechet Kalim, and then Bezrat Hashem will go into the Divrei Torah, Lechvad the Tainus, and Lechvad the Yartzeit. Hadron alach Masechet Kalim v'adrach alon, Taita alach Masechet Kalim v'daitach alon, lo litna shemin alach Masechet Kalim v'lo tindak shemidan lo ba'am adin v'lo ba'am adayati. Hadron alach Masechet Kalim v'adrach alon, Taita alach Masechet Kalim v'daitach alon, lo litna shemin alach Masechet Kalim v'lo tindak shemidan lo ba'am adin v'lo ba'am adayati. Hadron alach Masechet Kalim v'adrach alon, Taita alach Masechet Kalim v'daitach alon, lo litna shemin alach Masechet Kalim v'lo tindak shemidan lo ba'am adin. Modim anachlu lefanecha, Adonai Eloheinu, v'lo yavoteinu, shesamta chokeinu miyoshvei beit ha-midrash. ולשמת חלקנו מיושבי קרנות, שאנו משכימים והם משכימים. אנו משכימים לדברי תורה והם משכימים לדברים בטלים. אנו עמלים והם עמלים. אנו עמלים ומקבלים שכר, והם עמלים ואינם מקבלים שכר. אנו רצים והם רצים, אנו רצים לחיי העולם הבא, והם רצים לבאר שחת, שנאמר, ואתה אלוהים תורידם לבאר שחת, אנשי דמים ומרמה לא יחצו ימיהם, ואני אפתח בך. ירצו מפניך אדוני אלוהינו, כשם שעזרתנו לסיים מסכת כלים, כן תעזרנו להתחיל מסכתות וספרים אחרים ולסיימם, ללמוד וללמד, לשמור ולעשות ולקיים את כל דברי תלמוד תורתך באהבה, וזכות כל התנאים והמוראים ותלמידי חכמים יעמוד לנו לזרענו, שלא תמוש התורה מפינו מפי זרענו וזרע זרענו עד עולם, ותתקיים בנו, בתעבך תנחה אותך, בשורבך תשמור עליך, והקיצות ההיא תשיחך, כי בי ירבו ימיך, ויוסיפו לך שנות חיים, אורך ימים בימינה, בשמאלה אושר וכבוד, אדוני עוז למו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו ושלום. I'm going to stand while saying Kaddish, but please, the rest of you should please sit so that you could see each other, and it should be able to have a din of a minyan legabe ania for the Kaddish. So. Yeah. You take your phone off mute so we can hear each other's. I mean, you don't have to, but it'd be nice. Second. Yitkadav, yitkadash, meiraba. ויאמרתי עתיד להתחדת אבל החיי מיתי אבל עסק היתון החיי אלמה לבבני קרתה עד ירושלים ולשך ללערך עלי בגבה למקר פוחנה נוכרה מנערה ולעתה ופוחנה עד ישמי אליעטרי וימליך קודשבריחו במלכות ויקרי ויצמח פורקני ויקרב משיחי וחיי חונו ויומי חונו וחיי דחו בית ישראל בעגלו ובזמן קרי ואמרו אמן יהי שמי רבו מבורך לעולם ולעומי אומיה יתברך וישתבח ויתפר ויתרומם ויתנשא ויתעדב ויתעלה ויתעלל שמי דקודשה בריחו לעילה מנקור ברכתה ושירתה תושבחתה ונחמתה דאמירן בעולמה ואמרו אמן על ישראל ועל רבנן ועל תלמידיון ועל כל תלמידי תלמידיון ועל קומנדי עוסקים ביורייתה די ויתרה קדישה עדן ודי וכל אתר ויתר יהלוהון ולכון שלום רבו חינה וחיסטה ורחמין וחיין עריכין ומזון הרביך ופרקנה מן קדום אבונדי ושמיה וערעה ואמרו אמן יהי שלום רבה מן שמיה וחיים עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואמרו אמן עשה שלום במרומיו ויעשה שלום עלינו ועל כל ישראל ואמרו אמן Thank you so much. Thank you. It should be an Elias Neshama La'avi Meri Zecher Tzadik Levrocha Shmuel Yaakov Ben Yitzchak Matisyahu.